We're reading from the Social Writings, Rabash. If you have the Hebrew version, it's page 750. What to demand from the love of friends. And in the Social Writings, it's on page 308. You can ask questions via Cub TV. Relevant questions will be aired. And regarding by yourself a friend, it's in the middle of the page. Regarding by yourself a friend, we should interpret that by means that he must be paid. And through the payment, he buys him. What does he pay him? We can say that payment is received in return for exertion. In other words, sometimes a person wishes to buy, for example, a new closet, which is worth around $2,000. He tells the seller, since I have no money to pay, but I heard that you're looking for an employee for 2 weeks, I will work the amount that I have to pay you in return for the money for the closet. And the seller will probably agree. Thus we see that the payment can be by exchange. It is the same with love of friends. It is a great effort when one should judge the friends favorably, and not everyone is ready for that. Sometimes it's even worse. At times, a person sees that his friend is disrespectful toward him. Even worse, he heard a slanderous rumor, meaning he heard from a friend that friend, who is called so-and-so, said about him things that are not nice for friends to say about each other. Now, he has to subdue himself, judge him favorably. This indeed is a great effort. It follows that through the exertion, he gives the payment, which is even more important than a payment of money. However, if that person slanders him, where will his friend muster the strength to love him? He knows for certain that he hates him, or he would not be slandering him. So what is the point in subduing himself and judging him favorably? The answer is that love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends. For this reason, it makes no difference if the friend is slandering him, and most certainly hate him. Instead, a person who wishes to acquire love of friends needs the correction of loving the other. Therefore, when a person makes the effort and judges him favorably, it is a sgula, it's a remedy, whereby the toil that a person makes, which is called an awakening from below, he is given strength from above to be able to love all the friends without exception. This is called buy yourself a friend. That a person should make an effort to obtain love of others. And this is called labor, since he must exert above reason. Reasonably thinking, how is it possible to judge another favorably when his reason shows him his friend's true face, that he hates him? What can he tell the body about that? Why should he submit himself before his friend? The answer is that he wishes to achieve adhesion, dvekut, with the Creator, called equivalence of form, meaning to not think of his own benefit. Thus, why is subduing a different thing? Why is it subduing? Is it such a difficult thing? The reason is that he must revoke his own worth, and the whole of life that he wishes to live will be only with the consideration of his ability to work for others, for their benefit, beginning with love of others between man and man, through the love of the Creator. Moreover, here is a place where he can say that anything that he does is without any self-interest, since by reason, the friends are the ones who should love him. But he overcomes his reason, goes above reason, and says, "It is not worth living for myself." And although one is not always at a degree where he's able to say so, this is nonetheless the purpose of the work. Thus, he already has something to reply to the body.
In other words, everything depends on the importance of the goal. To what extent, to the extent we can raise it, to that very same extent we can overcome all the problems the body evokes in us, from problems which are even health problems to different just claims from life, and also claims about the friends, and more excuses. It all depends on the goal. If we take care of it, then we do not forget that there is none else besides him. And that all of these obstacles come from above, and that besides man, everything is the Creator, and he arranges all of these obstacles from smallest to biggest. Therefore, one needs to refer to the group, to the friends, to the others in general, to the means that we've been given, to the disturbances that we're receiving, that all of this comes from there is none else besides him, and he does and he will do all deeds. And if man does not forget this, on the one hand, that he has a deal with the Creator here, a deal with the Creator can be a battle, it can be a hug and support. So also in this, in both cases, he must connect the environment. If he connects to the Creator through the environment, then he already knows how to work on himself in becoming always connected to the Creator. The Creator is something constant. You can't just twist and turn it however a person wants. A person himself can't twist and turn himself even, but the relation between himself and the surroundings, his environment, can change according to how a person awakens himself. Once through jealousy, once through lust, once through love, once through hatred, in remoteness, proximity, where is shame, where is honor. And then, through all of these states that he stabilizes with the environment, he can always hold himself in the optimal state of awakening and remain in the path. Yes.
Miguel from Mexico was asking, what are these efforts that a person has to make in order to receive an awakening from above to love the friends?
I should know in advance that all of my efforts will not benefit me at all in attaining what I want. Because if I want to attain something spiritual, that is more corrected, higher than myself, I need to rise to that degree where that discernment, where that desired state is. So I'm incapable. Okay, so what do I do in order to awaken the light that reforms, that it will take care of me and raise me to that same level? My work is already different. I'm not in some sort of spiritual work that I know nothing about, but I ask myself, how can I, from my current state, awaken the light that reforms? The light that reforms, I don't know what that is. The light, how to awaken it. So I have no ability to work as a vessel with a light, because meanwhile I have no feeling of this light. I have no screen that can be this connector between the kli and the light. So instead of working with the light, I'm given to work with the others, that the other's vessel, I treat it like the light. And then everything is in my hands. Although it's like a dummy, it's like this game for correct actions. But by beginning to connect my kli with the kli of the others, I awaken the light that reforms. Therefore, our entire work, when it comes down to it, is based on working with the environment, with the others.
Igal from Khadera is asking whether the matter of buying is not intellectual. Then what is the exertion here?
Intellectual.
He's asking whether buying is not an intellectual issue.
What, subjugation?
No, buying a friend.
Buying the friend, why is that something intellectual?
So he's asking, if it's not only intellectual, then what is the exertion?
Intellectual? Buy yourself a friend means that I work on any means possible in order to connect with him. When I give him gifts, when I do all these things, in order to connect with him, in order to get from him a greater desire, a greater greatness of the goal. I'm lacking also a minus and also a plus. I'm lacking also a greater desire and also knowing the greatness of the goal. I want to increase that too. And then I'm willing to pay in whatever he wants, in whatever he thinks that will allow me to come closer to him and to be impressed by him. But it's not from the mind, it's from the heart. It's completely emotional awakening.
Yes? Joseph from the Jerusalem group is asking, when a prayer to attain the love of friends has the same power as attainment, as exertion?
If the exertion is true, with that very same force will be the prayer, because the exertion will lead him to a state that he realizes that nothing will come out of it. Okay?
No.
Go on.
He writes, and that's called by yourself a friend, that a person has to toil in order to attain the love of others. Meaning, what I understand from the text is that the reward comes in a thing called exertion, when he exerts to attain the love of others. That's the exertion. That's also, okay, that's what he pays in order to buy the friends.
So what's the question?
So who is receiving this payment? Who is receiving this exertion? Who am I giving that to?
You exert in order to connect with the friends. In order to do so, you need to act as though you're in the greatness of, you have the greatness of the goal. You need to give them what they want. What could they want as friends in the path? They need a greater desire for the goal, to have a greater minus, and the importance of the goal, which is a greater plus. They need to have huge minuses and pluses with great distance between the two, and the intensity of the kli is measured through this delta. So you need to act that to them. Now, when you do so, when you act, it's a lie. But they, by being impressed by it, they begin to influence you back in return. And then, when they influence you back in return, although you acted to them and it was a lie, the way it awakens them and they act towards you, you accept that as truth. And then you see that you have no love of others. You have this great minus and this great plus. And what's next? And as a result of this exertion, you awaken the light that reforms. It always comes through the light. No change can ever take place but only by it, by Him. Okay? Go on.
We're sometimes saying that there's a matter of character that doesn't belong to the spiritual annulment.
It is all taken into account. There's someone like you that, you know, consistently takes care of everything and goes in the path, and there are those like, I don't know, like, who should I say about? Where is an anarchist? Yeah, who? Yeah, him or someone else. There are those like Yanivsi. This is in a verse. It's truth. It's not truth. See, there are those who work according to emotion, but that is unrelated to the will to receive. The will is energy, is this inner energy, which is this negative energy that has to connect to the positive energy of the light. This entire, all of these manners are only the external clothings. External clothings. So you have this motor, right? That works. It can be in the car, it can be in a tractor, it can be on a ship or somewhere else. But the motor remains a motor. The external clothing and the way it works and what it actually activates, that's already something external. Therefore, we say a will to receive. That's what man has. And that is what is important to us. And all these external expressions, well, of course, it's important to us. We're impressed by it, and through it, we connect to each other. If we have similar forms of expression, then we understand each other, similar mentalities. It's psychologically, it's already, it's going to behavioral psychology, but actually from within, it is all the same, a will to receive. Yes.
So I don't know, because from experience, we see that what happens in our work is that the psychology matters greatly in our work, because through it we connect. The question is, how can we prevent ourselves from falling into such calculations that belong to annulment or
no? Importance. If I need to be connected to someone and his behavior is intolerable towards me, but if through him I attain what I want to attain, then I tolerate it. I accept these things out of lack of choice. Otherwise, I won't attain what is desired. It's all calculated. It's all calculated. So with respect to that, I have the greatness of the goal and also hatred to the friend, which is purposely awakened in me. And to the extent I raise the importance of the goal higher above the hatred towards him, and then the Creator makes this gain. Once the hatred is greater, and I work on the importance of the goal. And again, the hatred grows greater, and I work on increasing the importance of the goal. The dynamics, the simple, all it is just give and take.
Is my measurement for working as from importance is when I don't see a flaw in him? Is that the way to check myself?
Also sees these flaws, but on love covers all transgressions. And I'm aware of that also in me, also in him, in both of our nature, and to the extent that for the goal, we're rising above this nature, covering it.
And since we've divided to tens, we're working in the ten, and through it we connect to the whole group. Now, let's assume that before the ten, I had work with friends who I really saw that I can't really work with in regarding their character and so on, and now they're not parts of my ten.
Friends that you don't get along with?
Yes, I don't get along with them, but they're not in my tent, so I seemingly have no work with them any longer.
Don't worry. Even in the place you're at, where now you love them all, you'll see how you'll be rejected by them, and you'll see how you'll hate them. The light will arrange everything. You'll exert and everything you need to receive. For the purpose of creation, you will receive. A person chooses nothing other than the environment he's in. Sorry, and from the environment he's in, he can only choose to use it correctly. He does not choose the environment. Yes, Moshe.
So according to your answer to Niv, can we get a definition of what is to work within the ten? As if so, I'm working within my ten, but I'm still working in the surface of the whole group.
You need this and that. I need to work in the ten, but I also have to hold in my vision the entire group and all the groups, all of the world, DB. I'm influenced by it, and I want to be influenced by it. But in order to reach connection with them, and then even with all human beings, and then with even all of humanity, and then for the revelation of the Creator in all of that, I focus, I examine myself, I scrutinize this entire work in the ten. But not that I erase everything. There is still, I also have to think about the greater kli.
If so, once there's a convention or a general connection or convention, how do I place my ten astray?
What is this convention? It's that same group of ten that is now connecting, but only this ten now consists of 1,000 people. 1,000 people are connecting. That's exactly it. What is a congress? It's a meetup of this great group of ten. Group of ten is just a term, and not necessarily a group of ten people. Yes, that's really what I hope.
We're friends from the young group, and we've gathered questions from the whole young group and from young groups from the whole world.
Nice.
So the first question is, as a relatively new friend, which means 2 years, 2 years and a half, during the morning lesson, I feel that I have vacant spaces and perceiving the material, especially during tests and the introduction to the Zohar. How should I use my spare time? In dissemination or in studying the material?
Dissemination. The material that we learn is only in order to awaken the light. Until we don't acquire the vessels of light, of the screen and the returning light, we don't understand, not in mind nor in heart, what we learn. And therefore, you know a little, or if you know a lot during the reading, if you don't attain it, there's almost no difference. And it's possible that it's the other way around even, that if you're sitting there and you're eating yourself up for having no contact with the material, it is even more beneficial than someone who knows what's written here and there and is, you know, philosophizing, and then it seems to him that he's already into things and he's even prideful above the others. So for the spiritual advancement, dissemination is more important. Go on.
If a person has a very critical character, how can he use it for the benefit of society?
The most important thing is to criticize himself, to be a self-critic. I am now criticizing myself for criticizing the group. That's fine, because then you learn nature. You learn your own character. Yes.
Should we receive the desires of our friends as ours only in spiritual matters, or meaning in the framework of the group, or also in corporeal issues?
I have to be uplifted by the friend, also the greatness of the study, the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the teacher, the greatness of dissemination, and everything that is related to the spiritual path, and that only.
There are friends in the group who left. They find it difficult to return to the group and to the path. You've mentioned more than once that it's pride. What can I do in order to help a friend, to help him understand that it's a faulty way of his, it's faulty ego?
Usually, contacting them doesn't help. I see this from experience over many years. I don't know myself what you can do. I don't know. There are many friends that leave. Sometimes they come back. They will certainly come back sometime. However, we have no choice but only to try and invite them. It's best to invite them to things that are wide open events, like these picnics we have in the forest, and there he can come with his family, with his kids, in a way that they're coming for a stroll in the park. They're coming to have fun. He doesn't owe anything to anyone. He doesn't have to identify to anyone. But he can come with his own things. He can sit aside if he wants, with his family. I think it should be something kind of undemanding. Or another option is to ask help from him. Then he's already in pride, in height. Please, you know, can you help us? Only you're able to do it, or if you're a musician or something like that. That's the way to go. Yes.
Question about choosing a wife. Whether I should choose someone who's on the path, or is it okay to have someone who's not on the path but is comfortable and doesn't disturb my study?
That is a question that I don't know if you can, in practice, scrutinize correctly. A woman can be very loyal to the path, but the moment she she becomes pregnant, then she changes completely. As we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah, all of her thoughts are aimed at the embryo. And then, in accordance, she can change. She can start demanding from her husband to be immersed more and more in the family matters. So it's hard to say. But still, if a woman is in the path for years and she has the surroundings and environment, then there is a very big chance. And we can see that she doesn't leave, especially when this young couple is included in this community. Regarding a woman that is not in the path, I would be greatly cautious tying my fate. It's a problem. It's a problem because what will make her sacrifice herself to a mission she does not understand, the world does not support? What does it mean to sacrifice herself? Because the husband will be there all the time, or every free moment. Maybe he'll have the opportunity to go to a different course outside to improve his salary and so on, but he'll choose not to do so because he wants to be immersed deeper in the study, in dissemination. She won't agree to it though because the family needs a father, needs money, support, manpower. Therefore, if what man does is not important to her, then she's only acting easy now, and it's impossible that a person will agree to that later on and will enable the person to behave the way he wants. Still, it's a couple. Is a couple. It's a connection that each one is tied, is bonded to the other, and I wouldn't get married with someone that we both have a different goal, a different purpose in life. I, for example, got married with my wife on the condition that we go to Israel. That wasn't easy in those times. It was quite difficult and dangerous too. But that was clear that only under that condition. That's it. So I know the path is long, it's the entire life, and a person exerting this day to day, and with his desire, it's as if he's constantly cheating on his wife. His heart is adhered to something else. It's like he's constantly thinking about something else, not about her, not about the kids. And a woman expects the man to think about the family, about the house, about the home. So it can succeed only if they are both in the same path. Otherwise, it will always be kind of lame.
In the same context, especially when we're in this path, when there go different processes and changes that our close family, the parents and so on, don't really understand from the side, and it seems to them not really positive, and as a result different problems might occur like you've just described. How can we come to such a state in which we don't harm the close family and we don't harm the dissemination as a result?
Who knows how to answer that? I don't know how to be in this and in that. You need to, well, of course, a person also needs to give time to his family to the extent that it's possible. Because still, look, It's actually quite simple. We live in this world. We were given the still vegetative and animate to take care of. And what is unnecessary for the still vegetative and animate within us, meaning the animate is my body, the family with all of the people, and also the vegetative and the still, it's all sanctified according to that. And I, being inanimate, live in order to become human. So now, the question is, how much do I need to invest in all the rest other than spirituality? So actually, the wisdom of Kabbalah says, necessity is what I need to invest in. And that's the thing, what is a necessity that I'll have? So Kabbalists somehow explain it from their examples. You can't exactly learn what necessity is because they were all relatively living under this restriction. Baal HaSulam used to just hand out all of his money during in the evening in order to wake up in the morning with nothing. And he worked in order to wake up with this anxiety and to force himself to physically go out and find work. So it's quite common with Chassids. Person wakes up in the morning, goes out to work, he has nothing, and he goes into different villages or different places. And just like that, exile. In other words, we don't understand this kind of behavior. Of course, that is not for our days. But still, time should be divided between the house and the spiritual advancement according to a simple equation. I live in this life, no matter if they're better or worse, but I live in order to attain in this life the godliness, to reach adhesion to Him. And my animal, my body needs what it needs, but what it needs and no more. So, there is time during the day that I'm engaged in my corporeal life, in the family, in the house, and children, and so on. There is a time that I engage in the matters of the soul. This division depends on the relations with the friends, on the relations with the house members, on the greatness of the goal. But Baal HaSulam writes that a person must engage in corporeality in a necessary manner only. So, the necessity is a very vague term. What is spirituality? But he must supply rational life to his home members. But if he thinks of that, then he's immersed in his beast, in his animal, and then as a result, he's left with nothing from this life. A question from the virtual younger group. How can one know if he's ready to go into the inner group?
I would recommend the virtual group to be with us once in a while. Well, in conventions, they should certainly be in them, and also in other opportunities to come. In Shabbats, if they can, once or twice a week, to lessons, so that they'll be able to gradually enter. and see whether it fits them or not. Sometimes one should make a certain action that is really mutual between the groups. Let's say the veterans and the beginners meet and do something together. And then a person sees whether it's more attractive or not when he was able to check oneself and later enter if it fits. And we should relate to them also in such a way that a person can enter and leave again. It should be quite flexible, very flexible. And the connection should be much closer. And there has to be greater incorporation between the groups. It's very important that the friends from the virtual group will participate not only in dissemination, but also in different works of the factory. They can devote time for that. Then it gives them some acquaintance with what we're doing and how, and also a personal connection with people, and so on. I think that that's how gradually a person can enter. But it depends greatly upon the person. I recommend each and every one. And also, I don't want to have this law that everyone are going together to connect with the veterans for one evening or something. No. It should be much more flexible, that a person can find himself in a certain department, in a different department regarding a different issue, and that's how he's able to enter. And also, each and every one can come for the morning lesson to sit here. The entrance is free, and it doesn't compel you to do anything, not here nor there. I'm very interested in that. There are strong people, there are good people. I think that they can advance in a greater tempo. Yes.
Baal Sulam had different students, studied Rabash. Most of them, after they passed away, most of them just dispersed to different... The question is, will it be that way in Bnei Baruch?
We don't control life, birth, death, and also whatever happens after death. Because just like we don't choose how and with which attributes we'll be born with, and to whom, and where to grow, in which environment, and what education, and so on, we are seemingly not responsible for anything in life besides the exertion we give. And it's according to what we're given, which is by organizing the environment to adhere to the Creator. We cannot compare our state to what happened to Rabash, or the people in Rabash's group, or the people in Baal Sulam's group, because this whole period is very different from the same period in Baal Sulam's times or in Rabash's times. After Baal Sulam, there were 5 to 6 main students who were left, and they were very connected to him in such a way that they weren't that connected to each other. That's how they remained. Each and every one remained in his own niche, and he wasn't that connected to others. That's it. Also, next to Rabash was next to Baal Sulam with his own group. He had a few students of his own that he found, that he brought closer. He, as one of Baal Sulam's students, remained with his own students. Then, once in a while, the other students of Baal Sulam, his friends in that group, joined once in a while, even though they didn't really do it too much, too oftenly. Their relations weren't that strong. And
good. The relations between them were... there were many... This is why not much was left from them after Baal HaSulam. They didn't bring students, they didn't teach. Unless they had a few Hasidics here and there, without really understanding the core of one's inner work. They didn't really advance in that. It was Hasidut in Kabbalistic words. That's what existed then. Also Shlomo Ashlag, who was Rabash's small brother. The whole direction was Hasidut. Even though he included the study of the Zohar and Kabbalah and so on, but it was clear Hasidism. What happened after Rabash was that the group divided. Eventually, I left it. I didn't want to be in contact with anyone. I went to Canada because my father passed away 6 months after Rabash passed away. And when I returned, I was pulled for a year, maybe a year and a half, to be in a certain group, but I didn't feel comfortable and good in that group, even though the people were close to me. Also, the same people who were next to me in Rabash's times were close to me in Rabash's times. And then the group divided all the students, divided between those who were next to Rabash, there were relatives, Hasidis, and students. So they, relatives, that's clear, they don't really care about anything. The ones who engaged in Hasidut and Hasidism continued to do the same. They took Rabash's eldest son, who later passed away. They made him their Rav, and then continued with him. Some of his students stayed with those Hasidis. That was according to their character, and the others dispersed. There's a group in Bnei Brak, small group, and a slightly bigger group was around Abraham Gottlieb, who moved to Telstone from Bnei Brak. He's a scholar, like our Amikam, something of that sort. He was a young guy. He likes to study. And he has different interpretations regarding the Taz of his own. Such interpretations that Rabash never gave. So, he thinks that that's how it is, so he writes and teaches the same way. Everyone is allowed to teach how much was made out of the Torah in history, including Christianity and Islam. So the wisdom of Kabbalah can be also interpreted any way people find it appropriate, even though, well, never mind. Until Eliyahu, the prophet, will come. And what happens today, I really don't know. I've heard that and there's a very small group of students left there, four, maybe five students. Maybe new people came. I gave out all the material I had. I gave Shamati to photocopy to each and every one of the students, and every writings of Rabash or Baal HaSulam that I received from Rabash, I also gave it to others. I didn't want to take the responsibility to not give the material to anyone. And if they can, let's say, reach something,
and I won't give them to bring contentment to the Creator. How can that be? So all the friends, everyone who were with Rabash, they all received a copy from the tapes I had, which is close to 1,300 tapes that I used to record in every lesson, and the additional materials, written materials, which were his letters and the articles and small things he wrote to himself. That's what I have today. What can I tell you? The problem is the following. When there's a leader, everyone subdued themselves, whether they want it or not, whether they agree to him or not. And here you also have such people and these people and that people, people who disagree, but they remain silent. Once the leader seemingly disappears, they don't understand that he doesn't disappear, but in their eyes, it seems as if he dies, passes away. So each and every one with his ego jumps and starts to show off himself. As if he understands something, and I feel like it, and I don't want to come to lessons, and I want to disseminate this way, and everyone wants to open his own small center, and to have his own students, and so on. And you don't have a possibility to influence that unless the leader leaves an inheritance after himself. Someone. I say that here in BB I have, for the time being, 6 people, and later I hope I'll have close to 10 people who are the most loyal students of mine and can continue my path. It is Gilad, Aviu, Oren, Senka Vinokur, the Marik, and Mush. 6 people. Now, when these people are together, I'm sure that they can lead the group correctly and won't be mistaken. And who will want to make mistakes? I hope that they will kick him out and he will do whatever he wishes to do outside of here. And that's what happens. Now, the association itself and the whole factory is written on their name. They are the owners of everything. But together, only together, and anonymously. Unanimously. As time goes by, we'll really be joyful to add more people to them. We'll be ready, really happy to do so. For the time being, I'm really happy to have such a group that together can lead this group instead of me towards the right direction. That's what it's for today. I've answered everything. So continue.
Working with a friend, when trying to unite, there is this hatred revealed even with no apparent reason. Now it's clear that now there should be a request from the light to come and correct us. But what follows, if you don't feel any change and you ask over and over again and the hatred towards the friends is just dominating, is there anything else you can do?
Don't be ashamed of your hatred, since the hatred is a force that awakens, a force that motivates one person. A person without hatred, lust, and pride that takes one out of the world, if we wouldn't have had these negative qualities, seemingly negative, this burning flame within, how would we be awakened? Then I'll constantly be like, I don't know, what? I don't even know how to frame this. I'll be dead. Now, how can my ego, my desire to receive, be awakened if not by lust, pride, and envy? If I wake up in the morning and I come here and I want nothing, if I come and I start to feel inside that I remember again that Neve, something about Neve, and I immediately start to feel my love towards him. You understand? And then this gives me vigor. I jump, I start doing something, and then I start making these calculations of yes, no, why, and so on and so forth. Meaning, only from the negative side, we are awakened to later switch to the positive side. And in addition, they receive from the Creator, then it's a sign that it's for advancement. Go on.
I'm relatively new, studying for a few months, and I have this great desire to come to all the lessons, but the older students tell me to slow down. Is that correct?
I remember myself. I wanted to be everywhere. I was also stopped, and I was told, for the next 2 months, you come twice a week. Well, after 2 weeks, I was still there every day. I used to drive from Rehovot to Bnei Brak in the evenings because I studied only with the teacher that Rabash gave me. Afterwards, I asked to come maybe for a morning lesson. So they gave me the possibility to come once or twice. Everything broke when Rabash started. Rabash used to. I have the same habit as Rabash did when he was. When he had a problem in his ear, and I had to take him to the hospital, and we had. He used to scratch his ear just like I do, and we had to go to treatment every morning. So then he allowed me to come in to morning lessons. But the regulations were that during the first year, a person comes to study the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, Pticha, and that's it. During that year, he might be given, maybe from after the first 6 months, he can come to a meal that we had every beginning of a month, of a Hebrew month, a Jewish month. We were sometimes allowing a person to come in Shabbat if he was living close nearby because he couldn't come by car. We were religious. And these were the regulations. But we were very gradually allowing a person to enter. I don't think that in our times we should have the same periods. We can make them we can shorten them. But still, we need to see that a person is... Because if he will come here and he'll see that he doesn't understand anything, both in his inner spiritual work and also regarding himself, and he's also not part in dissemination, he doesn't have a ten, he doesn't really understand what for, why, then he's... meaning the presence in the young group has to be up to a moment when a person understands. And it's not simple to understand that the advancement is by breaking his ego, by working on himself with respect to others, towards the group, towards the society, and not by knowing what's written in the book. So once he starts to receive, to accept this, that to some extent it's already accepted by him, it's already perceived by him, then he can come. And even though he doesn't understand, he can somehow... we're already breaking into the third half an hour. How much questions do you have more?
Two more questions.
Okay.
Question from the young group in New York. How can I annul myself practically with respect to the group of 10 or with respect to the group in general? How can this be done?
Practically is what Bala Sulam writes, that one should also practically annul oneself before the friends. What is this? What does that mean? Just like in work, you annul yourself before your boss. That you have no choice. and you do what he asks you to do, even though you're cursing him and you consider him to be a fool, maybe even, and so on. But you're doing something. The same thing applies here, even though it seems to you that you're more important and you're greater than the friend. And in general, he doesn't really understand anything. But you annul yourself as if he's your boss. Really, the same way. Try to do that. Try to relate to him like that, like this. I want him to manage me. It's very simple. We have this work example, and it's correct in any case. That's what I recommend.
How am I supposed to feel the friends in the ten? From within, from without? And how am I supposed to feel the connection between the ten towards the upcoming Congress?
Annulling oneself before the ten has to be, this annulment before the group of ten should be complete. But it can happen gradually. I need to reach a state in which I vanish within them, as if I really disperse within them. Like you're pouring a certain liquid into another liquid and the liquids mix. That's how I want to be smothered on everyone. That's my annulment towards the ten. If I come to a state in which I vanish, disappear there, then at that same moment, through this point in which I disappear, in this point, I start to feel godliness. This is that hole through which I pass to the spiritual world. This is that needle spin. That's it. This is a very difficult work, but it can become easy if everyone supports everyone else and we're helping each other, and each and everyone gives an example to others how much he annuls himself. Let's say you're really showing others how much you lower yourself, how much you bend before everyone. Even you don't, even though you don't, you have to do that. And it will also help you, and you, by doing so, you awaken others, and then you're impressed from them. And that's very important. Once a person, because the society is a womb, and once a person disappears there, he's immediately becomes he becomes a spiritual structure, and around that spark that is remaining from the whole of him, around the spark around which the spiritual kli is being built, he's able to increase that kli by greater and greater after one gives up on himself. After this final giving up on oneself, once greater and greater desires are being awakened within you, on top of these inclinations, you continue to annul yourself before the group and before the Creator, because you already start to feel the surrounding light. Not the light that reforms, but truly you feel Him as something that surrounds you. Like there's a pillar of or a cloud or something, you already start to identify, and to some extent, His presence, the presence of the attribute of the soul, because you have annulled yourself, and you continue to let go on yourself, to give up on yourself. And in that same kli, you start to feel there are still no shapes, but I don't know how to put it. There is some first sensations. That's why there are different names to this phenomenon, as a cloud or something. More questions?
That's it. Thank you in the name of all the young groups.
For sure.
For now.
So let's hope that all the young groups all over the world will enter as much as they can to a connection with the or veteran groups to our work and will advance. I don't think that it's good to be always in the young group. That's not... It doesn't bring benefit. It's just this group pride that we have everything. But this remoteness, and it gives you as if freedom and a nice and good sensation, but it's much, much less compelling. And thus, it will harm your advancement, your true advancement. Maybe you have many good moments there and different nice forms of connection and good pleasant sensations. I don't cancel this. I am sure that you have. But try to join more, mainly to our general group activity and to our activity in dissemination. Now, regarding the convention, you asked the question regarding what you should do. I think that during this convention, there's no difference at all, whether a person is from the young group or from the veteran group, whether there are individual people who study alone, and now they come to the convention, and during the rest of the time, they're not together. I think that the convention is something very special. We need to break all the boundaries of the tens and maybe other forms and to truly become one group and to do it in such a way that just like you were a member of a ten, now you have to be with all those participants of the convention, well, all the participants of the convention, but you have to treat them the same way. It's not that now you're free from the framework of your group of ten. Whether now your group of ten is all those 1,000 or worth 1,500 people, as much as we'll have in this convention, they're all your group of ten. Try to relate them to them the same way and see whether you're capable of doing it or not. If you're not, then your group of ten is also not. It's very far from being really a spiritual structure. Meaning, if a person is immersed there, if he disappears within the ten, then he doesn't care whether it's ten, a group of ten, a group of thousand, or a group of 7 billion. It doesn't matter. What's important is to really lose yourself there in order to find the force of bestowal and in it to find the Creator. The group of ten is good only if we're saying that the glory of the king is in the multitudes of the people, then it's a loss, because that could be between 1,000 people, where each and every one can say something small and I'll be impressed from it, from thousands of people, not like in the group of 10. But the group of 10 is good because I receive a response. I have this connection between us. There's this self-critique that we can all be in a very dynamic environment. When I do something towards him and he does something towards me, but actually I anticipate to feel during the convention everyone as my ten, really. That's how I want to feel. I want everyone to influence me so that I'll really be will receive vibrations from everyone. I hope that it will rock my donkey, that I will be able to walk with my with my owner, so that I'll have a new mind and a new heart. That's called working in the convention compared to our work in the tent, that the whole convention is your tent. And secondly, the young group has to be incorporated without any boundaries between everyone else, and to get to know as much more people and to be as intermingled as possible with completely foreign people that don't know. Maybe if there is a barrier of language, because sometimes there are such conventions where people know different languages, there it's slightly more difficult. But if I don't have this language barrier, then I can be with people who I don't really know at all. Because the most important thing to me is to be impressed from others. And then suddenly I get to know and to feel the greatness of these and those people that I never thought that are so, that they're so great. Then you're impressed from the most distant people, because your impression multiplied the distance, creates a huge impression. So the young group has to really, you come, and then you just disperse. Everyone goes to a different direction. You're not close to each other, even physically. That's the whole benefit from the convention. This such a mixture and that no one remains close to what was close to him. He's really losing himself and incorporating with everyone else, intermingling with everyone else, and accepting everyone as your group of ten. That's the convention. So let's hope that we'll succeed. Then we'll achieve great power of connection. Well, yes, Chaim?
The last piece of advice you gave is that for the young group or for everyone?
For everyone, but I'm answering their question. Of course, that is relevant to everyone. Yes.
Meanwhile, some more questions have piled up. What does it mean to be a friend in the young virtual group?
I don't know. This is something I can't say too much about. To be a friend in the young virtual group, I don't know. I don't live these virtual life. The people who are interconnected virtually, how they... I think that if it's a virtual group, because they're also a young virtual group, I think that... But there are also veterans there who work with them, right? Is there someone there who is organizing everything, who is taking care of them, like in a physical virtual, like in a physical young group, right? Yes or no? Yes, there is someone. If so, I think that the young virtual group just has to be treated more than a physical virtual group, young virtual group, than a physical young group. So there will be people who will be in charge of creating the connection between them, bringing them different materials and joining them together to discuss something, informing them about different events, and so on. Because a young group has to be treated especially. The regular group also needs to receive treatment, but it somehow has something of such, whereas the young virtual group has to be treated even more, even in a greater extent, in order to bridge the difference, bridge the distance.
Two more questions about the virtual group. Is the purpose in the virtual group to eventually reach a physical group? And how many friends can be in the virtual group?
I don't think that people have to move from one place to another. Like really must, compelled to move from one place to another, unless they already have opportunities both to work and to live there, and also to do any other business they should. If they feel a true need in this reciprocal work and dissemination, then it brings them benefit, because the fact that we're dispersed in the whole world is not coincidence. It's also deliberate, because I have to care about strengthening in that place where I am at, with a few more people and to try to make local dissemination. I think that this is a better direction. There are many people, also in the world, who want to come here, for example, and to be here. I don't know. I don't think that this should be their mission. We don't reject anyone, God forbid, but we don't think, I don't think that one's correction depends upon, really, depends upon moving to a different place. There are people who should be here. Let's say if there are special experts that we need them here in the factory, and as a result they can influence all of our students all over the world, and through them we can influence the whole world. And these kinds of special engagement and dissemination that they and only they can do, that's something different, because our dissemination is important to all of us. But if we're talking about just an individual, I would be really... I don't think that it's the right direction. Also, people in Israel are asking me whether a person has to move as fast as he can to Petah Tikva to be a part of this community and to continue the same way. Also, I'm not sure. If, again, he has to be very, very active here and very useful and helpful, then he should, because according to his investment, according to his exertion, according to the extent he'll toil, he'll receive a reward. But just moving here for no special reason? No. The Rabash made me stay in Rehovot for 2 years. Until I promised him that I'm not closing my business. But eventually I did. I did close it. But he was very... He was very afraid that later I will be able to manage, and so on. After I studied well, he probably saw that I won't leave him, because many people left on the way. So only then he gave me a permission to move next to him.
How many times a week should one come to the morning lesson in addition to the young group's weekly meeting?
How many times do you come?
There's a meeting once a week in the evening for the young group and all the young groups, but in addition to that, how many times should one come to the morning lesson?
Meaning the young group is when you study only once a week, and that's not really a study, but that is a meeting.
No, and also in addition, we come to the Friday morning lessons.
And that's it.
They have a meeting every Wednesday, and they come Friday to the morning lesson.
The meeting is social? No, okay, they have a lesson Wednesday, and they come here on Fridays. That's their minimum. In addition, what would I recommend? I would recommend to come maybe for a workshop on Sunday to see how much it fits you or not. I would recommend to come to a morning lesson on Shabbat. I would recommend to send your wife to the lesson in Shabbat afternoon. These are the things I would recommend. Well, and of course, if we have big events, I don't know, that's, everyone is choosing his own framework, but you don't have this law that you are forbidden to come if someone just wants to come. Or maybe there is such a limitation.
There's the instructors have to allow it.
Well, I think the instructors should continue to allow it, because if a person will come after a few weeks, it's not really good. The instructor knows more or less when it's, whether it's worthwhile or not, on one hand. But on the other hand, every person still has to have an opportunity to come as much as it can benefit him. The instructor sees whether it's beneficial or whether it might bring damage. So, yes. One word about virtual group in Russian
that started a week ago, and these are questions now from the virtual group in Russian.
Well, we need to see how to bring them closer, how to advance them. There's their mentality is very different, and there is a relative difference between Russians and Israelis. So we need to promote every group in its way, in the way that fits. I don't think that it's such a drastic difference. The Russian group, meaning in Russian-speaking group?
Yes, in all the Russian territory.
Ah, you're talking about Russia, not about Russians in Israel. Okay, then there it's something different. There is something different. Yes, there you have to invest much powers, but you can receive a very good response. Okay. That's it. No more questions. No one has any more questions. We have more time left. I don't know what to tell you till the end of the lesson.
Regarding being 110 in the Congress, in the preparation for the Congress, should you also work on this in this upcoming week? Or now we should continue?
A person cannot do anything serious if he doesn't prepare himself. If there's no preparation, then it means that it comes from above, and he receives a blow, and he's flying to a certain direction, and does whatever he's being awakened to do, and it's not registered under his name. Everything is determined, everything serious on behalf of the lower is determined only by his preparation and to the extent of his preparation. I might be doing a certain action for 10 seconds, but I prepare myself to these 10 seconds for 10 years maybe. And then that's how it will be called, the power of this action. Its intensity will be decided by that. That's how it will be perceived. So, of course, we have to think about that. And I also don't understand. When I come to the convention, don't I think the same? I didn't think the same way that I have to be. Didn't I think that I have to be connected to everyone the way I told you today? That's something new that I hear now. So why do I come to the convention, if not for that reason?
No, I did think that I have to be with everyone, but now I'm working on focusing to connect to the group of 10.
So stay in your 10 and don't come to the Congress.
So my question is, now in the preparation, should we work already and focus on the 10, or focus on being connected to everyone?
I think that you should engage in your 10s in order to prepare ourselves to the convention, to become one big group of 10. Otherwise, why do we need the convention itself? And if you'll start thinking as if you already unite with the everyone, where else will you be able to connect to these thousands of people? Then you just break the framework of that group of 10, and that's it. What you have to do is to come to the convention and see the convention as your group of 10. You mustn't leave the border of these 10 people, only that in the convention these 10 people become the 1,000 people we'll meet there. That place and these people become our new border. new limit. And later we'll think about how to be virtually connected to other groups so that the distance won't separate us. Later we'll work on the fact that the time won't separate us. You will start connecting to those Kabbalists, those people like us who used to live throughout old times. Because there is no time. That you understand that the fact that there is no place, you can already understand that you can virtually connect to everyone. We also don't feel that as much, but there's also, like there's no space, there's no time. We are found in a world, we are living in a world that is advancing towards breaking the barrier of time. The time, ocean, and space gradually vanish, and we need to work on that. Yes.
Question from a student. There are many friends who can't take any more days off from work for congresses, and it turns out that they're missing part of the congress because in North America it works out on Friday. So what do you recommend to do?
Right, in North America it really turns out this way. What I recommend them to do is that once they come to, from the moment they can come to the group, they should come to the group and be with the group. It's not that the group is closing the room and doesn't allow such people to enter. And those people who, in the part they didn't see, they can watch later. But at least connect to the part they can connect to. The convention is open to everyone. Our registration is over, right? Already. How many people do we have? Until 8 p.m., we ate something. We had something like 780 people. So, okay, that's more or less like we had before. No.
No, in the last Congress we had 600 with the criteria.
Okay. So, can we continue the registration?
The registration now is only on special incidents, special cases through 1700, but not on the website. A person can't register on the website because we have to buy things, food, and everything has to be.
Yes, the problem is preparation. This is why we need, but maybe 100 more. So, who's interested can still register. By calling our phone number 1700. And that's how it should be also abroad. If someone can join, and can join for a certain amount of time, should join as much as he can. The entrance should be free, not limited. If a person can come for a few hours, he should also come for a few hours. Don't leave anyone behind. Everyone who can join should join. It is a different kind of a convention, of a gathering, compared to what we had before. And we'll have more kinds, different kinds of gatherings. So now a person has an opportunity to really, even for a few hours, to be with everyone else. Let's move to the next part.